AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A treacherous Christmas weather-wise in California, Julie Walker has the latest.
In Southern California, dangerous flash flooding, warnings of mud and debris slides, and even tornado watches are in effect following a winter storm that's bringing up to 10 inches of rainfall in some areas and 80-mile-per-hour winds in the mountains. Meteorologist Joe Sirard with the National Weather Service in L.A.
Folks are near the foothills and especially near the burn areas. A lot of folks have evacuated, and if anybody's there, there's still a danger of some mudslides, mud flows, which could impact homes. It could be life-threatening.
Meanwhile, at least one person had to be rescued by L.A. firefighters from a drainage tunnel, and there were reports of lots of people getting stuck in their cars on roadways. I'm Julie Walker.
An investigation ongoing into the cause of an explosion yesterday at a nursing home in Bristol Township, Pennsylvania. Two people were killed, but Police Chief Charles Winnick says searchers accounted for everyone considered missing.
I've never seen such heroism. They were running into a building that I could, from 50 feet away, can still smell gas and walls that looked like they were going to fall down. And they were still going in the building to recover people. They couldn't walk. They were in wheelchairs. Some people couldn't talk.
And Charles Deledesma reports.
French prosecutors say a pro-Russian hacking group has claimed responsibility for a major cyber attack that halted package deliveries by France's National Postal Service just days before Christmas. The cybercrime group known as No Name 057 has been accused of other cyber attacks in Europe, including around a NATO summit in the Netherlands and French government sites. It was at the target of a big European police operation earlier this year. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is AP News. The NHL, NBA, and the NFL all quiet this Christmas Eve, but Gethin Coolball reports there'll be plenty of games come Christmas Day.
The evolution of the Christmas Day sports calendar in the U.S. has given fans a respite if they need a break from family gatherings or just some entertainment while sipping on eggnog. This year's major events include 5 NBA games and 3 NFL games, with games spanning more than 12 hours. The NBA games include the Spurs at Thunder, Rockets at Lakers, Timberwolves at Nuggets, Cavaliers at Knicks, and Mavericks at Warriors. In the NFL, it's the Lions at Vikings, Broncos at Chiefs, and Cowboys at Commanders. I'm Gethin Coolball.
In that game tomorrow, Washington will be on its third starting quarterback of the season, with Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota both sidelined. 39-year-old Josh Johnson gets the start, his first since 2021. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.